Good morning and welcome to the Raider Wrap here on a beautiful Saturday morning. We're on the 16th day of May. Hope you got your taxes done yesterday. It makes us feel a whole but much better on a Saturday morning. Looks like we've got a chance of some flurries this afternoon. Cloudy skies today. We're going to get up to about 39. That's about it. And then tonight, looks like we got mostly clear skies and a low around 24. For Easter Sunday, a chance of some rain, about a 70% chance of some rain or light snow. Not too much accumulation expected for tomorrow, but a high of 42. And then for tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, cooling off around 28. And for the start of your work week, once again, a chance of snow possibly, about a 30% chance of precipitation. And it's going to be a high of only around 40. We're at about 25 now with mostly cloudy skies. And on a Saturday morning, but we've got a great program for you this morning. We've got all kinds of fun people in the studio as well. We've got Patrick Mergen. Say hello.
Hello, everyone.
Amelia Monroe.
Hello.
And Jaden Schultz.
Hi.
How you doing? Don't be afraid. Pull that microphone a little bit closer because we want to be able to hear you. And we've got another person that happens to be on the line as well. It's Pete Mergen. Pete, good morning.
Good morning, Jimmy.
So yes, you're calling in. You're live from Mount Olympus or somewhere. I'm not sure, but the studio is full, so that's cool. Tell me a little bit about what's going on. We've got the you guys are with the Northfield Trap Shooting Team, correct? All right. So, Pete, tell me a little bit more about the program and stuff like that. I know that the last time we talked, it's almost been a year or more. We had talked about supply and demand. So tell me a little bit about what's going on with the 2022 season and how that has all kind of developed and enveloped here recently.
Sure. Well, thanks, Jimmy. We're just starting our season right now. We have 84 kids on our trap shooting team, and we have also a skeet shooting team that has 10 kids on it this year. And you mentioned the supply issues. It's still very difficult for us to get ammunition right now, but we were able to work with the Federal Cartridge Company, and they are supplying all the high schools, which is very generous of them, and at a discounted cost, I might add. And so things are off and running. We're 2 weeks into the season so far. Actually, the regular season hasn't started. It's going to start next weekend, but we've got a couple weeks of practice under our belt.
Very nice, very nice. So are you practicing on a regular basis? Is it because of the limitation of the supply and stuff like that? Do you have to kind of limit how much you can practice?
Well, it's a little more complicated than that. Due to the sport and the size of our team, there's limited ability to go out and practice. So we participate on Sundays, typically down at the Morristown Gun Club, and we will shoot 2 rounds. We've done 2 weeks of practice, and now we have a reserve week that we just completed. So if inclement weather or COVID sneaks into our lives, we can utilize those reserve scores.
Okay, well, let's flip it around to the in-studio guests. Patrick Mergen, I'm assuming that's your father?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so I was going to ask you, how did you get into trap shooting and why? Why not baseball? Why not track? Why not tennis?
Well, my dad told me about it when I was in about fourth or fifth grade when they started the team, and it just kind of interested me right from then, and so I joined it in sixth grade, and I've been shooting ever since.
And what grade are you in now?
I'm a junior this year.
Wow, so that's you've got some time under your belt, that's for sure. Amelia, how about you? What's going on with you? How did you get into this?
Yeah, so actually my sister was the one to be in it before me, and I piqued my interest, and I joined in eighth grade, and I'm now a senior.
Wow, so you get 4 years under you. So any desire to want to do tennis or anything like that, or you do that, you know?
No, not really. It's just, it's so easy and convenient. It's one day a week, and you just go out and have fun.
Nice. And, of course, Jaden Schultz joins us over here in the corner. How are you?
Good, how are you?
What got you into this mess? I mean, this wonderful sport. What am I getting here?
Well, I always grew up shooting guns and going hunting, so when I saw that the sport was an option, in sixth grade I started, and I'm a sophomore now, so I always kind of thought that would be fun to do.
Is there Is there some sort of a state competition, too? Do you guys, how does that work?
Yes, so there is a state tournament, which is held in Alexandria every year, and that's kind of the qualifying event for the state championship, which is held the following week in Prior Lake.
So how do you get into the state?
Everybody can go to state, so if you want to go in June, which is really fun, and we all encourage everybody to go. But yeah, everybody can go to state if they choose to.
So how crazy was 84 people on this team?
Oh, it's so much fun.
Do you practice in Morristown,
yes,
too?
Yes, so we practice in Morristown. We all get there around 1:45. First squad shoots at 2, and then 30-minute increments, and we get done around 6. We clean up, and it's just an overall family feeling, and everyone goes in and tries their best, and it's just a big family at the end of the day.
So what do you do at practice? Is it the same as competition or different?
It's pretty much the same at competition. We each shoot 2 boxes, which is 25 shells, and then after we are all done shooting, we just all kind of watch and coach everybody else and just give them support as they need it.
So obviously every time you hit something, it's a point, right?
Yep.
Is there a way to get 2 points on every shot?
Nope, it's just you have 1 shell for 1 clay.
So your best score is 50?
Yep, out of 2 boxes.
Out of the 2 boxes. Yep. When you're competing, Patrick, is it the same? Is it just do you get 50 shots or do you get like 5? What do you get in the competition?
Yep, you get the same 50 shots in competition.
So is it naturally the same? Is the clays coming at the same direction? What are they doing? Explain that, the competition.
It's exactly the same thing as how we practice. They all come from the same spot. They can be within a certain amount of angles, left and right.
I'd like to bounce off of that. Wind, rain, anything. We shoot in anything in any condition except for lightning. So the wind, we have to go with whatever it is that day, and that adds to the element of the sport.
So, we can look at the... So are you guys shooting tomorrow?
Not tomorrow.
Oh, Easter. Okay, yep. There you go. Well, then we won't worry about the winds coming out of the east. But so you're going to step up, right? It's your turn, and there's 25-mile-an-hour winds with gusts up to 35 miles, okay? So you're just getting there. It's 1:45. You're just standing up. You haven't had a chance to test. You haven't had a chance to do anything. I mean, how do you you got a light drizzle and you got a gust of wind coming from here and there. And now it's your turn, step up and pull and go. And then now, how do you figure it out?
Yeah, so we get 1 show me bird. So we get to see the direction of the bird before we actually start our competition round. And typically before, we were advised to get the early shoot an extra practice round or watch those in front of us. Typically there's a team that's competing in front of us and we can gauge the way that the clays are flying that day. They typically give us a team meeting beforehand so we can know the wind speed and the directions. You're just stay calm. You know, you've done this how many years in a row or how many seasons, and you just go through your routine. And if there is a big gust of wind, you can wait a little bit, but just know you know what you're doing.
I was going to say, do you have a certain amount of time that you're allowed to stand there? Do you have to shoot within 15 seconds? Or
no, it's really just taking your time, and you get yourself set up. So whatever really feels best for you.
So when you're in competition, you shoot first, then the other team shoots, or how does that work?
So we shoot as one team all together, and each of our squads will shoot at their time. And then at the end of that competition week, all the schools who have teams in our conference, all their scores get tallied up, and then that's how we do our like places throughout the season.
So you don't actually go head-to-head. It's you go to Morristown, you shoot, add up your scores, and then you upload them somewhere into a mystery spreadsheet or something. And then everybody else does the same thing on their day. So does everyone, so you were talking about wind and rain and all that stuff. Does everyone shoot on the same day or do they all choose a different day?
Not necessarily. I know right before us, Faribault shoots, but you could shoot on Thursdays. It's kind of whatever works best for their trap house and their wherever they're shooting. For us, Sundays has always been the go-to day, and for us, that's the last week that that's the last day you can enter your scores, and then all of the scores get uploaded Sunday night, and then we figure out the results.
Have you ever changed it? Have you ever said, hey, Pete calls you up and go, hey, you know what, we're going to do it on Wednesday. You just, anytime, yeah, it's always been Sundays.
We haven't had to do that yet, but we always shoot on Sundays.
Always shoot on Sundays. So if your day sucks, and Tuesday, Rochester comes out and it's 55 degrees and sunshine. They got to have an advantage there a little bit, but do you know? Does anyone know? Do you know if the other teams shoot on specific days or do they change their schedule around? Any idea? No?
I don't think so. I think it's really whatever the team does for themselves, I guess.
Pete, do you ever hear of any of that? Like maybe somebody looks at the forecast and they move their shoot day? Do you ever hear anything like that going on or is that allowed?
Well, actually, it's a lot more complicated than that. Again, because of the limited ability to shoot at a gun club, and based on the size of your team, you pretty much have a set period of time that you have to be at the gun club and shoot. So for us, we shoot on Sundays, and actually our league week starts on Sundays, and those scores get uploaded the following Saturday. So if there were time available to us, we could potentially shoot later in the week. As an example, with Easter tomorrow, we're shooting our first competition week next Saturday. And then our second competition week will be Sunday, the day after. But because it takes us about 8 hours to get through 84 kids, we're very limited to our time.
So tell me, if you've been doing this for, so you said you did some hunting and stuff like that as a younger person. Mm-hmm. You still hunt now?
Yep.
What's your primary birds?
Deer.
Deer?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a little bit different than trap.
Mm-hmm.
Trap obviously is more of a kind of a waterfowl, pheasant, quail kind of stuff. Yep. Like that. And then what, have you ever gone out and done any of the duck hunting or anything like that?
No, but I do go out to horse and hunt, and they have an option of shooting wild or waterfowl clays, which are like going in directions of what the birds would be going in, which is really neat to do.
And then as far as deer hunting and stuff like that, mm-hmm. Do you practice on a range on that too, or you just go out?
I just go out.
Just?
Yep.
Just strap on your orange gear and out the door you go.
Yep. Well, nice.
How about you? Any other outside of the clay target team, do you do anything else like from a sport wise for hunting or anything like that?
No, I just shoot clay targets. It's just fun to go out with friends and family and shoot when you can. Never been a big hunter, so I just do it on Sundays.
Yeah, and this is, you don't have to clean them, you don't have to worry about them, you don't have to cook them, it's all good. So how about yourself? You do any hunting, or your dad and you do any hunting? Or?
Yeah, we do a little bit of bird hunting, but mostly deer hunting for us.
Mostly deer. You got your own little cabin in the woods somewhere?
Not quite.
How about you? You just, no?
Grandpa's
place, and he's you just got a tree stand set out there?
Yep.
Have you been successful?
Yep.
Nice.
After 3 years, I got my first one this year. So
did you? What
yeah.
was it?
It was just a little doe.
Yeah,
fine, but yeah.
So that was the first time.
Yep.
So how did you feel about that emotionally wise?
Mm-hmm. It was definitely nerve wracking. Like you're definitely shaking when you're holding your gun, but you just gotta pull the trigger. So
then you didn't get? Did you get a shot after that as well?
I only took one shot.
Yeah. So we'll see. Maybe your emotions will be settled down a little bit more. Huh?
Hopefully.
How about during the rest of the year? Do you just keep shooting trap? Do you just go to Morristown? What do you do? Is it only during the trap season that you participate?
Oh, no. We shoot spring, summer, fall. We have a club team in the fall, which is super fun. Just high school season is spring. So for family and friends, we shoot kind of year-round, and then we die down for the winter, and we pick it right back up. It's a sport that you can do for a really long time, which is super beneficial.
Right. So how about the guns? Where do the guns come from?
Well, you pretty much just bring your own gun, whatever works for you and whatever feels comfortable for you shooting, so...
So do you have a variety of different guns? Do you, Patrick, do you use something like if it is raining or snowing or sleeting or something like that? Do you use a different type of gun or how does that work?
Nope, I use the same. I have a Beretta 686. It's an over and under, so it's got two barrels. And I do put in different choke tubes depending on how far away I'm shooting from and sometimes depending on wind.
So how about yourself, Amelia?
You? I have a semi-auto Winchester XS. SX4.
How long have you been shooting that?
3 and a half years.
Okay. So you got to keep it clean and all that fun stuff?
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite. That's the only one I use. It's just what I'm comfortable with.
Nice. How about you?
I use a semi-auto as well. It's a 12-gauge Winchester SKB. And I like mine because you can, like, adjust the little butt of it depending on how your face fits. So it really helps.
So there's a little bit of a science to this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of fun. So outside of trap shooting, do you participate in any other sports, Patrick, or anything like that?
Not currently.
Amelia, what do you do?
I was on the Northfield High School swim team.
Okay. So did you go to state this year?
I did not go to state this year, but had a great season, finished off with some season high bests, and it was just a blessing to finish out after 6 years on that team.
Nice. Yeah, the swim team had a pretty good run this year. Really
yeah,
good.
They did really well.
Any other sports do you participate in?
I do volleyball.
Volleyball, okay. And how is that team coming along?
It was really good. We lost the game to go to state, which is unfortunate, but it's okay.
That's nice. You get next year.
Yeah.
You're good.
Mm-hmm.
So, Pete, anything you want to share? Is there a special tournament? Is there any fundraisers going on? Is there anything happening that you want to pass along to the wonderful fans that support the trap team?
Well, sure. First of all, you can see the captains that I have on my team. Those are three captains, are extremely well-spoken, and I'm very proud to listen to them talk. It's an amazing sport, and it's something I'm very proud to be the coach of. But we have basically the state championship coming up in June, and then hopefully the state tournament a few days later. And then the national championship in Mason, Michigan in July. So we actually shoot well beyond the end of the school year.
Very good. Have all of you participated? Everyone can go to state. Have you all participated in state?
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
How'd we do?
Last year I did all right. Didn't break quite as many as I wanted to. I broke 92 of 100. But ultimately,
92 out of 100.
Yep.
And you weren't happy.
Yes.
Huh. Wow. If I missed 92 out of 100, I'd be happy. Anybody else? How'd we do?
I think it was really fun. I mean, I just love going to have the experience and just seeing everybody all shoot at the same time and seeing other schools as well, which is really neat. So.
I will not release my score like Patrick.
Oh, tough. A lot of wind that day.
I don't even know what I got. I don't remember after. It was my first time, and it was such an incredible experience because I wasn't able to go the year before, and just to be with that many people from that many amount of teams, it's a whole day event. It's actually 13 days. We just go on one day, and there's thousands of shooters that get to come together over the state of Minnesota. So it was super fun to just be surrounded by other people like us.
You've got 84 people on the team. 84 go to state or not quite?
Usually it's about 50 of us like 50 going to state.
So you're bringing 50. I got to believe some of these other schools are bringing 50 or more. Anyone know who the biggest school is out there that brings in their biggest trap team or?
I'm not totally sure, but I know Hastings has a pretty big team, I believe. Prior Lake has a big team as well. Northfield has one of the bigger teams as
Okay, because doesn't Lakeville have a pretty good trap
Lakeville,
team?
Yeah, Lakeville South also shoots on the last day, which is where all the big teams shoot.
Yeah, my buddy's son is on that trap team. They seem to do pretty well, too. So, but again, you're not even in the state tournament like that, where it's your team shoots. And then you step away, and then the next team steps up, and then they just go, right? Or
not necessarily. We have one trap house the whole day, and so our squad goes through. We the lowest squad start first, and then we get up to the higher squads, and once the higher squad is done, we go straight back into that lowest squad. So we have our own house for the whole day.
How many houses are there?
I believe there's 22 houses up there.
So you get 22 teams firing at the same time, and...
It's really loud and it's really fun.
You like fireworks, I'll bet, too, don't you?
Yeah.
Of course you do, yes. So, obviously you got to wear hearing protection, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eye protection. And then pretty much, is there any other type of gear that you're required to wear?
Some people wear a shooting vest. I don't personally, just because it's not my favorite thing to wear. But you also need a shell pouch just to hold all your ammo and stuff.
So, Well, they've got the clays, so they know how many you know, so you can't sneak an extra one in there.
Unfortunately, you cannot sneak an extra one.
No, can't be sneaking anything in there. So, during the rest of the year, do you practice? You said there was a club. Where is the club at?
The club is at Morristown in the fall on Sundays.
So it's just...
It's convenient for those in like a fall sport, spring sport. Everyone can play. That's why it's on Sundays.
Yeah, good point.
Those athletes can get the best of both worlds.
Nice. So what do you have a personal goal, Patrick, as far as, you know, Clay is concerned or the team or anything like that?
As a team, I'd love to make it to state as a team because I think that'd be super fun to compete in team events there. And then last year was the first year we brought a team out to nationals, and that was a pretty cool deal. So hopefully, you know, in the next couple of years, we can bring another one and end up.
How many people go to nationals?
Last year we had 7 go to nationals.
And how did you get there? Or how do you qualify for nationals?
So it's all based off your average through your 10 rounds through the season. They do it on an invitational basis. So they invite everyone with a 23.0 average or better, and then they'll drop down to 22, 21, 20, etc. until they fill the 1,400 spots.
1,400 spots?
Yep.
Well, that's a lot of people out there too. Mm-hmm. Where was it? Where was it last year?
Mason, Michigan.
Okay, and that's looks like you're going to do it again this year.
Yep, that's the plan
for this as well. So, but you got to participate in that.
Yep, I've participated in that 2 or 3 times now.
Oh, nice. How about you? You ever get into nationals?
No.
Would you like to?
I mean, I definitely think it'd be a fun experience, but there's a lot of pressure that comes with that.
Yeah. What any particular goal that you have as far as like this season in particular?
Let's shoot for a straight 25.
How close are you?
I've gotten a 23 is my best.
Nice, nice. How about you?
Like Amelia, my goal's a 25.
And?
I got a 24.
Ah.
Yep.
What happened on the 25th? What's happened on that? Where did you miss the first one?
I think it was station 1. So, and that's like my hardest station personally, so, yeah.
So was it at so that was literally the first clay out of the thing?
I can't quite remember, but yeah, I don't know. I think it was just the wind. It just took me by surprise. So
24. Well, good. Yeah. At least we got something going on. Thanks for joining us today, everyone. Hey, it was fun having you in here. Patrick, Abelia, Jaden Schultz, thank you for coming into the studio. Pete, thanks for joining us. And
thank you.
We're gonna try. I'm trying to figure out if we can do a stream. So we're doing KYMN Radio has been doing a bunch of stream sports and in the spring here, and who knows, I've been talking to some people. Maybe we can get out there and do some streaming of the trap team, and
that'd be great.
Yeah, people can see what you guys are doing and kind of see, you know, how you go about your business and whatnot. So we'll try to get it out there. We'll do the best. So appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
Alrighty. There they are, your team captains for the Northfield Trap Team, along with none other than the head coach, Pete Muggins. We'll have more Raider sports. It's all coming up right here on KYMN.
Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Hey, summer's on the way and winter's behind us. And just maybe COVID is behind us too. Things are loosening up. You're going to be outside. You're going to be enjoying yourself. Time to reward yourself? LASIK can rid you of your glasses and contacts. Give us a call, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Dr. Michael Ritchie and Dr. Corey Miller.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Real estate can be difficult to navigate. Thankfully, Professional Pride Realty's website is packed with information to make buying or selling a home in the Northfield area as simple as possible. ProfessionalPrideRealty.com has the most current listing information, including price reductions and real-time market statistics. Customize the map-based search to streamline your desired location. You can even save your searches and specific homes for later viewing. Home sellers can learn about their property's value before putting their houses on the market. When you're ready to start your home buying or selling journey, Professional Pride Realty would be happy to assist you.
Are you in the market for a new home or considering remodeling your current home? Schmidt Homes and Schmidt Homes Remodeling should be your first and last call. Schmidt Homes, known for their innovative designs, uncompromising quality and craftsmanship, superior service, while maintaining their reputation of fairness, honesty, and integrity for over 30 years. They're the only builder in the area to offer an in-house designer and a showroom to make your selections. They have over 30 new building lots available in Northfield. Check out their website at schmidthomes.com. For more information.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group of Northfield, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered the Northfield area for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Bo Hoyam, and their staff, go Raiders.
Northfield Ford Chrysler is the home of the best price guarantee. There is no question. We have the best price in the area for new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If not, we'll make it so. Bring in your deal in writing from another dealership, and if we can't match it or beat it, we'll write you a check for $500. Get started shopping. Stop in to Northfield Ford Chrysler, take a test drive, and we'll get you the best price on a new vehicle, guaranteed. Go Raiders! From everybody here at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3 in Northfield.
Dreaming of upgrading your kitchen? An extra bathroom to make hectic mornings go smoother? Or maybe a new deck to enjoy in warmer weather? Hi, I'm Ann from Merchants Bank, and it's time to make your home your own. With our home equity line of credit, you can finish your spring house projects just in time for summer at a rate you'll like. Get started by visiting merchantsbank.com/home equity today or give me a call at Merchants Bank in Northfield. We're here to help you fulfill your hopes and dreams. Subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to the Raider Wrap. 28 minutes after 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning. Mostly cloudy skies expected for today, and any chance of rain or flurries or anything like that will probably pass right around noon, but we'll have mostly cloudy skies for the majority of the day. Warming up to about 39 only today. Tonight, mostly clear skies, and it looks like we're going to cool off to around 24. For Easter Sunday, it gets a little bit of crazy. Not too overly blustery or windy, but we're going to have a pretty good chance of maybe some light rain or snow. 70% chance, but not a lot of accumulation, so not a lot of snow expected for Easter Sunday. Mostly cloudy with a high of around 42. And then for Easter Sunday night, looks like a chance of rain, about a 50% chance of rain, with snow and rain with about a half an inch of possible accumulation for the Sunday overnight and cooling off to around 28. For your Monday morning work week, a chance of snow, possibly some rain, then gradually ending in partly sunny with a high of 40. For Monday night, looks like cloudy skies cooling off to around 25. And for Tuesday, partly sunny, warming back up to around 44 degrees. By the end of the week, it looks like we could get back to about the 60s. So we got overcast skies currently in the Northfield area. 26 is your current temperature as we come up on to 29 minutes after 10 o'clock. And it was A.J. Reister able to catch up to Clara Lippert. Clara is a popular guest here, seems to be participating a lot in a lot of different fall, winter sports, and of course spring sports as well. So the girls' track and field team are off and running, and AJ was able to catch up to Clara in this week's Meet the Raider. You're listening to KYMN.
Good morning, Northfield Raiders. Welcome back to the Raider app. I'm AJ Reister, Raider class of 2022, and joining me in the studio today is girls' track and field captain Clara Lippert. Clara, how are you doing today?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. So this is your final year on the track team. You're a captain. Kind of tell us a little bit about who you are and kind of your role on the team.
Yeah, so I joined track in 8th grade. Well, I did it in middle school, but I joined the high school team in 8th grade, and I just had like an amazing experience, and track has always just had a special place in my heart. I really love the sport and the team. So yeah, I've been super excited about this season getting started up.
Yeah, and you run in the fall as well. and then you ski in the winter, so you're always yeah. you know, ready yeah. to run for the spring mm-hmm. season. Well, you do have a new head coach this season, Janet Smith. What does Smith bring to the table that's a little bit different than what Wieselman did in the last few years?
So the main thing that I really liked about Smith was that she was the distance coach, and she kind of like also coached mid-distance, and she's a pretty experienced runner too, so I think that she has a lot of like knowledge to bring to the team, and she's had a lot of experience as a cross-country coach, and I can definitely tell that she's prepared, she's organized, and she has a lot of goals for us this season.
And what are some of those goals that you guys are kind of looking for, kind of shooting for, and that mm-hmm. Smith has set in front of you?
Yeah, so we're looking to place well at conference, hopefully send a couple people to state, maybe work on some of our relays. We have a lot of underclassmen this year, so we're trying mm-hmm. to like get them comfortable with their events, kind of figure out what they can do. There are definitely some people that we are working with to try to get on some of the relays.
And talking about the state meet last year, the girls' mm-hmm. side sent the 4x8 and Shelby Sveen as a, I believe it was discus. She might have also gotten a shot put, but I don't remember. But mm-hmm. kind of how is Shelby shaping up as a thrower, and kind of how's the 4x8, and what are some other possible relays or individuals going to the state meet?
Yeah, so Shelby has already won every meet that we have gone to. We did the Mankato State Relays and a invitational at Faribault, and she won discus and shot in both of them, I believe. So, yeah, she is definitely coming out strong, and I expect her to stay that way. Yes. Yeah, she's doing great. and then for our relay, I think that we could have a pretty strong 4x8 this year. We're still kind of trying to see what people can do. Definitely, like, the 4x4 is still an option, too.
Yeah, and you were on that state 4x8 last year. Mm-hmm. Are you still running the 4x8, or are you kind of, I know you were kind of in between that middle distance and sprint. What have you kind of yeah. decided here this season?
So, I've been doing, like, planning on doing 200s, 400s, and 800s, and okay. I haven't done an 800 yet this year. But I think that I'll probably be on the 4x8 eventually. I think that's the plan right now with Smith.
Yeah, and we did have the home meet coming up this week. Are you scheduled to run the 4x8 by any chance?
I'm scheduled to run the open 200 and the open 400. Okay. So not an 800 yet, but not quite. Planning on it.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And a little bit earlier you talked about you have a huge underclassman presence on the team this season. Who are kind of some of those underclassmen that you're really excited to see this season?
Well, first of all, Addison Enfield, she's already run a pretty fast 400 for only her second time ever running a 400, so I'm pretty excited about her. And then on the jump side, Kira Hoskins, she's already done the long jump and the triple jump with, like, little to no experience, and she's doing pretty well. For the mile, we have Anna Forward and Claire Casson, already sub-6-minute miles, so that's pretty impressive.
That's awesome. I'd say those are some mm-hmm. big names, three of yeah. them I recognize from the cross-country yep. season, so getting that big cross-country presence on the yep. track teams, that's awesome to hear. Let's talk a little bit about your goals. This is your final season. You've already gone to state once. What are your go-to goals to finish out your track career?
I'm definitely hoping to make it to state this year. I've been working on my 400 a lot so far this year, and I'm hoping to make it individually in the 400, and then maybe with a 4x8 or the 4x4. We'll see how the season plays out. But yeah, individually, I also just want a PR. I haven't ran faster than I have in ninth grade yet in my high school career, so I'm hoping that this season will be the season.
Senior Clara will peak freshman yep. Clara. yep. And then getting back up to that state meet, always a fun mm-hmm. atmosphere, so that'd be really awesome. Awesome yeah. to watch and see. You guys had a meet this week on, what was it, Monday or Tuesday?
Monday.
It was on
yep.
Monday, mm-hmm. and that was in Faribault. How did that go for you and for the team overall?
So since we had a meet on Friday, a lot of us did less events than we normally would do. But we still got second place at the invite, so that was, like, pretty exciting. I just did the long jump and the 4x4, but the 4x4 was pretty fun, so.
And is long jump, you know, what are your typical events, or is that something
new
you're trying out this year?
That's a new thing this year. Coach Bela wanted me to try it, and it's going pretty well so far. I still need to definitely work on my form, but long jump is just mostly like a lot of speed, I think.
But we have a home meet on Monday, so everyone should come out and cheer us on. I might get moved to Wednesday because of weather, and you said you're running the 200 and the 400. Have you had a chance to kind of look over the lineup at all?
Yeah, a little bit. There are definitely a lot of people in the open events this time. We were trying to get the beginners more on relays for the last couple of meets so that they could get the hang of it. So I'm excited to see the open times for some of the sprinting events from people who've previously just been running relays.
It's going to be really exciting. So stay tuned to your calendars, whether the meet's on Monday or Wednesday. Come out and cheer on your Northfield boys and girls track team. And Clara, that's all the questions I have for you today. Thank you for coming in. Had a great time.
You.
And good luck next week.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've got more sports coming up. You're listening to the Raider Wrap on KYMN 95.1, The One.
Fall is a great time to get that landscaping project, home remodel, or repair done, and with interest rates still low, you can do it all with a home loan from Hometown Credit Union. Hometown Credit Union offers a variety of home loan options for refinancing, renovating, new construction, and purchasing your first home or forever home. Whatever your home loan needs are, Hometown Credit Union can make them happen with rates and terms to fit. Learn more and apply online at hometowncu.coop. Equal housing lender. From the team at Hometown Credit Union, go Raiders!
Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Iconic and LASIK Center. Summer's right around the corner, days are getting longer, and outdoor activities are front of mind. Swimming, golfing. Time to get rid of your glasses or contacts? With LASIK? A little nervous? That's okay. We understand. We do this every day, but you only do it once. We'll hold your hand. We'll get you through it. Dr. Miller, Dr. Ritchie, Ritchie Iconic and LASIK Center.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Northfield Lines offers premium charter bus, motor coach hire, corporate shuttles, and daily route services in Minnesota and beyond. For reliable, quality, and worry-free travel, look no further. Our services include airport transfers, bus charter for athletic teams, transportation for convention and meetings, and executive shuttles for corporate events. We also provide worry-free charter bus transportation for church and civic groups, high-quality employee shuttles, charter buses for private outings, luxurious transportation for weddings and receptions, and professional charter bus solutions for military and government officials. Northfield Lines, we're the drive behind worry-free
Heritage
travel.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. Comfort and convenience are the hallmarks of Heritage Dental Care. We take the time with our patients to explain your treatment and inform you of additional preventative care options. New patients and emergencies are welcome 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Make an appointment for your next dentist appointment from any of our dentists, Dr. David Brass, Dr. David Bach, Dr. Amy Finn, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Learn more about us at heritagedentalcare.net.
Hello, I'm Marty Benson with Community Resource Bank. I'm here to tell you that whether you're looking for money management tools, planning to purchase your first home, or building your savings for retirement, Community Resource Bank is the bank for you. We promise to provide personal banking that is actually personal. That's what makes us so special. So stop in, sit a while. The coffee pot is always on. Community Resource Bank with offices in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Johnson Ryland Homes would like to introduce you to a new development in Elko. It's kind of that perfect spot right between the Metro and Northfield. Maybe your household has someone who works in the cities and somebody who works in Northfield. The neighborhood's called Pete's Hill, and it's really kind of a special location because it's on the highest point in Scott County. We have large single-family lots. You can design any house style. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Raider Wrap with Jimmy LaRue and AJ Reister. It's coming up on 20 minutes before 11 o'clock already. Yeah, my, how time flies when you're having fun. We got a little bit of sunshine out there. It's trying to peek its way through. It's going to warm up to about 39 today, but it's going to be mostly kind of cloudy and overcast throughout the day, so a little hint of sunshine here and there, and then there it goes, right back behind the clouds again. Tonight, mostly clear skies, cooling off around 24. For Easter Sunday, it's going to be about a 70% chance of light rain and or snow, warming up to around 42. Not any accumulation is expected for tomorrow. And then for tomorrow night, it's going to have a slight chance of rain, mostly cloudy and cooling off to around 28. Monday morning, chance of snow possible, but mixed with rain and sleet, warming up with partly sunny skies and 40 for the Monday work week. And currently, like I said, we've got mostly cloudy skies, slight overcast, and we're at about 27 degrees currently. Interesting enough that we had the trap team in here this morning. And again, thank you to Pete and as long as his son Patrick and then Amelia and Jaden for joining us here in the studio. We were talking about trap shooting this morning. And if you didn't hear it and you'd like to hear a little bit more of what they had to say when we're done with our program this morning, we will put it up on our kymnradio.net. So all you have to do is go to kymnradio.net, click on programs, click on the Raider Wrap, and then choose today's date, and you can listen back to all the fun conversation this morning. Annie Oakley, back in 1922, so 100 years ago today, Annie Oakley shoots 100 clay targets in a row, setting a woman's record. How ironic, don't you think? Let's find out what's going on with sports. It's AJ Reister and the Raider Scoreboard.
Welcome back to the Raider Scoreboard on the Raider app on KYMN 95.1, The One. I am your host, AJ Reister, Raider class of 2022. Despite the crazy weather, we did have some games and meets going on this week. So let's start off with some boys golf, where they beat Faribault on Monday 324-326 at the Northfield Golf Club. D1 Notre Dame commit Nate Stevens won the match, shooting a 70. And the girls golf team beat Faribault on Monday 377-525 at the Faribault Golf and Country Club. The girls track and field team took second at the Faribault Invitational, scoring 115 points. While New Prague won the meet, scoring 172 points. Top three finishes for the Raiders included Claire Casson taking second in the mile, Clara Menson taking third in the 2 mile, the 4x100 relay of Grace Dickerson, Whitney Gray, Edith McLaughlin, and Sylvie Hansen taking third, the 4x200 relay of Natalie Morse, Isabel Fleming, Malia Vosepka, and Maggie Coors taking third, the relay of Clara Lippert, Maria Hegland, Josie Houck, and Addison Enfield winning the 4x4 and the 4x8. Shelby Sveen won the shot put and the discus events. Sydney Peterson won the pole vaulting event, while Erica Nesseth took third. And finally, Clara Lippert took third in the long jump. On the boys' side, they took third, scoring 80 points, while Faribault won the meet, scoring 162 points. Top three finishes for the Raiders included Braden Brackey taking third in the 100, Nathan Amundsen took second in the 400, Brecken Riley took second in the 800, Colin Graff won the 300 hurdles, the 4x8 relay of Carter Schloman, Isaac Schleif, Sam Folland, and Evan Lowe took third, Colin Graff took second in the long jump, and finally Zach Edwards took second in the triple jump. The softball team beat Rochester John Marshall on Monday 13-1, then lost Mankato West 9-1 on Thursday. The lone run for the Raiders in the Mankato West game came off the bat of Sammy Noreen when she blasted one over the left field fence on the first pitch she saw, but not much happened on offense after that. But here's what relief pitcher Riley Blandon had to say after the game. I'm here with junior pitcher Riley Blandon. Riley, tough loss today against Mankato West. What are kind of your thoughts after the game?
I'm very disappointed in just how we played. It wasn't Raider ball, but I think in the end we started fighting more with only letting up one run after the fourth inning.
Sammy Noreen's home run the first inning. You know, it was the first pitch of the first inning. You know, how exciting was that to see?
Oh, that was so exciting to see. Just seeing her rip that first pitch really helped us, like, get going into the game. Obviously, it didn't end how we wanted, but it was just a great start to the game.
You got Albert Lea on Tuesday. Hopefully it even happens just because of how the weather is. But have you guys had any chance to look at Albert Lea, or just kind of focused on this game?
We're just focused on this game. We haven't looked at Albert Lea, but it looks like it might be a win if we play.
If you play, that's always the key. Well, thank you, Riley. Tough loss today, but go get him on Tuesday.
Thank Thank you.
Thank you. The Raiders drop to 3-1 on the season and take on Albert Lea on Tuesday. There are no games or matches or meets today, so enjoy your Saturday, and thank you for tuning in to the Raider Scoreboard. We've got more sports coming up for you right here on KYMN 95.1. The One.
It's officially spring in Minnesota. We've had our first hailstorm of the year, and the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce annual Home, Garden, and Consumer Show is coming up Saturday, April 23rd at the Dundas Dome. If you live in the Northfield, Dundas, or Faribault area and want an honest 25-point exterior inspection on your home because of the hailstorm, please stop by Capital Construction's booth. They can set up an appointment, perform that 25-point inspection, and they will let you know if an insurance claim is necessary. If it is, they will help guide you through the process from start to finish. Capital Construction was a 2021 Northfield Chamber Business of the Year. Find them at capitalmn.com or stop by the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce Home, Garden, and Consumer Show Saturday, April 23rd at the Dundas Dome.
Real estate can be difficult to navigate. Thankfully, Professional Pride Realty's website is packed with information to make buying or selling a home in the Northfield area as simple as possible. ProfessionalPrideRealty.com has the most current listing information, including price reductions and real-time market statistics. Customize the map-based search to streamline your desired location. You can even save your searches and specific homes for later viewing. Home sellers can learn about their property's value before putting their houses on the market. When you're ready to start your home buying or selling journey, Professional Pride Realty would be happy to assist you.
Are you in the market for a new home or considering remodeling your current home? Schmidt Homes and Schmidt Homes Remodeling should be your first and last call. Schmidt Homes, known for their innovative designs, uncompromising quality and craftsmanship, superior service, while maintaining their reputation of fairness, honesty, and integrity for over 30 years. They're the only builder in the area to offer an in-house designer and a showroom to make your selections. They have over 30 new building lots available in Northfield. Check out their website at schmidthomes.com. For more information.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group of Northfield, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered the Northfield area for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Bo Hoyam, and their staff, go Raiders.
Northfield Ford Chrysler is the home of the best price guarantee. There is no question. We have the best price in the area for new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If not, we'll make it so. Bring in your deal in writing from another dealership, and if we can't match it or beat it, we'll write you a check for $500. Get started shopping. Stop in to Northfield Ford Chrysler, take a test drive, and we'll get you the best price on a new vehicle, guaranteed. Go Raiders! From everybody here at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3 in Northfield.
And that is a wrap for this Saturday, April 16th. Post-tax day. Gotta love it. Sunny skies, couple here and there. A little bit of sunshine will be sneaking through the rest of the day. Maybe it gets you up to around 39, 40 degrees. We're at about 26 right now under mostly cloudy skies. A little glimmer of some blue sky out there once in a while, cooling off a little bit tonight around 28. Tomorrow, Easter Sunday, it's going to have a chance of precipitation, 70% chance of precip, and a high of 42 for your Easter. We want to thank you for joining us this morning on the Raider Wrap. Thanks to AJ, as he brought us the Meet the Raider with Clara Lippert and the girls track and field team. And, of course, the Raider scoreboard with all the scores and highlights of the week. And a special thank you again to Pete Mergens, who joined us by phone this morning, and bringing in the Trap captains, Patrick Mergens, Amelia Munro, and Jaden Schultz, all joined us this morning. It was a fun little interview, and if you'd like to find out a little bit more what's going on, go to kymnradio.net, and then click on Programs, and click on today's The Raider Wrap for today's date, and you can listen back to all the fun that we have every Saturday morning. So we're coming up on about 10 minutes in front of 11 o'clock. Join us each and every single Saturday here at 10 o'clock for more of what's going on in the Raider Nation. It's Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu. Have a good time, everybody. We'll talk to you again real soon. Let's just take it right on down the line. Set your alarm for Saturday mornings on KYMN for the Raider Wrap. Join me, Jimmy LaRue, at 10 o'clock each Saturday as I talk with area coaches and gather insight to the ins and outs of high school sports and activities. A.J. Reister will bring you up to date with all the scores and highlights of the week, along with one-on-one interviews in our segment of Meet the Raider. It's all right here, Saturday mornings starting at 10 a.m. on KYMN 95.1, The One.